Welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hemmerker. In each episode, she'll talk with your favorite romantic suspense authors. They will take you behind the scenes of the writing process, giving excerpts from their writing, and share stories about their writing life.
Hello, and welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense. I'm your host, Sarah Hemmerker, and I'm so glad you joined me. This episode, you're going to hear about this month's new releases in Christian romantic suspense. I hope you will enjoy hearing from your favorite romantic suspense authors as they talk about the background of their latest books.
I'm delighted to welcome Carol J. Post to my show. She's going to talk about her romantic suspense, Witness Safeguard Mission. So welcome to my show, Carol.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I'm happy to be here.
So in this book, what lie does your heroine believe?
She believes that she'll never be good enough. She always falls short. And that comes from her childhood, always seeking but never gaining her father's approval. So if she got a B, it's like, why wasn't it an A? If she came in second at a track meet, she should have been first. And then to make matters worse, she's got a little sister who can't do anything wrong. So it's just a bad situation.
So what about your hero? What is his biggest regret in this story?
He feels that his death of a friend of his, close friend, when they were teenagers, he feels like it was his fault, and he's just never been able to forgive himself for that.
Oh, yeah. That would be difficult. Well, I know there's a villain in your story, so what's your villain's motivation?
The motivation is money and power, and I can't really get into that much without spoilers. So
okay.
I've got to just kind of leave it at
yep.
money and power.
They always get someone into trouble, that is for sure.
Yes.
So what about the setting of this story? Why this particular setting?
Well, the series, this is book four in the Canine Defense series, and the series is set in the Florida Panhandle, a town in the far western edge called Pensacola, and I wanted a different setting for at least part of the book, and so I was looking for a national park about a day's drive away where the hero could do some wilderness camping. And I settled on Mammoth Cave National Park in Kentucky. So that's actually where the book opens, and then they do wind up in Pensacola later on in the story.
Ah, I see. Yeah, that's a cave is always a good thing, for suspense
yeah.
writers. So why did you want to write this particular story? What drew you to this particular story?
This particular story, I've talked to too many Christians who just can't forgive themselves for things in their past. And so I wanted to write two characters who were struggling to let go of their past mistakes and be able to find the freedom and all from the guilt and regret they carried. So with Nicole, the heroine, she never had the opportunity to reconcile with her father before he was murdered. And for the hero, you know, he just hasn't been able to let go of what he felt was his part in his friend's death. So that theme of finding freedom from guilt, learning to forgive oneself, all that runs throughout the book.
Oh, I love that. So we're going to close our short time together, Carol, with what is your book's tagline for Witness Safeguard Mission?
The tagline is a family in a killer's crosshairs, a canine determined to defend.
Love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing about your book on my show today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
I am delighted to welcome Joanna Davison-Politano to my show. She's going to talk about her latest romantic suspense, The Life She Forgot. So welcome to my show, Joanna.
I'm really glad to be on here. Thank you for having me.
So, and I love that you picked this question. It's one of my favorites, if I could have a favorite question about the heroine, is what does your heroine in this story keep hidden from everyone?
This question is really interesting for my book in particular, because the heroine kind of keeps everything secret from people. She lost her memory 3 years prior, and she doesn't want it back because she really likes the new life that she's built. So when she starts kind of remembering things, it scares her because she's just gotten married to somebody else, and she starts to remember another wedding and another guy. So that becomes a real big problem for her real fast.
Yeah, I can imagine that that would be a little disconcerting to have those kind of memories return. So what about your hero in this story? What is his first reaction in an emergency situation?
My hero is so much fun. I love him a lot. His first reaction to just about anything is to kind of burst the tension with making somebody laugh. So he doesn't take himself too seriously, which is good because the heroine takes herself way too seriously. So his favorite thing to do is just make light of a situation and make her laugh, which is one of the reasons she was drawn to him. But it's also one of the things that kind of drives her nuts as the story goes on, because there are things that are scaring her and he's making a joke of it and things like that. But he's so good at lightening the mood in so many parts of the book. He was fun.
Yeah, I love that. I can see why that might get a little annoying, though, as well. Yeah, later down the line. So what about your villain in this story? What's your villain's motivation?
My villain is a woman who's trying to have the heroine put into an asylum because she's lost her memories. Because the heroine stands to inherit a whole lot of her family's fortune. And so if she can get her out of the picture, that's a really good thing. But honestly, what really motivates her is kind of the power of women. And she's trying to take over this empire that was her mother's. But it's been given to one of her servants, who is the heroine. And so she's really fighting for what she believes is like the rights of women, and because she doesn't think that this servant will be a really good showing of what a woman can do with this empire. She thinks that she needs to handle it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we know that it's not going to turn out so good for her because she's the villain.
Right.
So what about the setting? How does the setting move your story forward?
The setting is one of my favorite parts, because they return to where she came from, which is Cornwall, hoping that it would jog some memories to keep her out of the asylum. And so anytime there's like a sight or a smell, especially a smell or a sound, it triggers memories. And so every place that they go along the shoreline of Cornwall, she discovers new parts of her past. And some are really exciting and some are really not exciting and really bad news for her. So every point that they reach on the coast, which is stunning and beautiful and a wonderful scene, mm-hmm. It really moves the mystery forward and it adds to the untangling.
Yeah, so sounds like this is a fairly complicated, well, maybe complex, I'll say, story. So why did you want to write this particular story? What drew you to this idea, this story?
You know, there was a doctor who I was talking to about memory loss and traumatic brain injury. And some of the things that he said just triggered this idea for a really unique story. But for many years, I kind of put it in the back burner, because I thought, you know, I can't pull that off. I'm just not sure I can put all the pieces together, because it is kind of complex. But then when I was talking with my critique partner, we actually took my kids to a theme park for the day. And we were brainstorming, and I just laid out the whole story idea and all the twists and all the stuff. And we were talking about it, and I turned around, and the woman running the rides was like, is that a movie? Because that sounds incredible. And so she got me excited about it, and we were talking, and she was asking, like, trying to figure out all the little twists and turns and figure out how it all fit together. And so she kind of helped spur it on a little bit, too. And I think it was several years later before I actually wrote it, but it's been kind of percolating in my head for a while.
Yeah, I love stories like that because I feel like some of them just need a little more pre-bake time, I like to call it, right? They need a little more time in the preheating stage before they're ready to, you know, be written. So that's really, I love that story. That's great. So we're going to close our short time together, Joanna, with what's one thing you want readers to know about your book?
Well, it is more complicated than I've written before, but not in a confusing way, I don't think. There's a lot of different parts that weave together, and they will all make sense by the end. I've also gotten a lot of questions about, you know, this is a marriage of convenience story, and so a lot of people are wondering about the romance element and things like that, but it's more based on the mystery, and so it's not a spicy read or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more of a love story. The romance part of it is just, it's so much more of a love story than anything, and it was so much fun to write.
Well, thank you so much for sharing about The Life She Forgot on my show today.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me on.
Thanks for listening to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hammerker. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. You can sign up to receive notifications of upcoming podcasts and listen to previous editions at sarahhammerkerfiction.com.